Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the Psalms today, so if you go to the middle of the Bible, pretty much find the Psalms and find Psalm 66. I will be reading Psalms 66 through 68, taking some devotional pauses, thinking about some application at the end, and closing in prayer. Father, thank you for a new day, and thank you for the Psalms. I pray, Father, as I read through these, that I will consider you. I will consider the author, the emotion that is included here, what they're trying to say, how they're feeling, the praise that's here. Pray, Father, you help me to understand how to turn this back into my own praise and song to you as I continue to live for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 66. Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies cringe before you. All the earth bows down to you. They sing praise to you. They sing the praises of your name. Come and see what God has done, his awesome deeds for mankind. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him. He rules forever by his power. His eyes watch the nations. Let not the rebellious rise up against him. Praise our God, all peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. He has preserved our lives and kept our feet from slipping. For you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver. You brought us into prison and laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance. I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you, vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble. I will sacrifice fat animals to you and an offering of rams. I will offer bulls and goats. Come and hear, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. I cried out to him with my mouth. His praise was on my tongue. If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and heard my prayer. Praise be to God who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. So that's the end of Psalm 66. Psalm 66 is a song of praise. And he is really just saying, you know, praise God for all he's done. He looks back even to Israel's history of coming out of Egypt and turning the Red Sea, you know, parting it back and turning into dry land for everyone to come through. He's praising him for all of these things. He's saying that I will praise him. I will bring my offerings. I will make my sacrifices. And I will talk about all that God has done. Psalm 67, for the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. Verse 1, may God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear him. That's the end of Psalm 67. Again, asking for everyone, all nations, to recognize God, to praise him, to thank him for all of his blessing. Psalm 68. For the director of music of David, a psalm, a song. Verse 1. May God arise. May his enemies be scattered. May his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God. Sing in praise of his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing. But the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook. The heavens poured down rain before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. The Lord announces the word, and the women who proclaim it are a mighty throng. Kings and armies flee in haste. The women at home divide the plunder. Even while you sleep among the sheep pens, the wings of my dove are sheathed with silver, its feathers with shining gold. When the Almighty scattered the kings in the land, it was like snow fallen on Mount Zalmon, Mount Bashan, majestic mountain, Mount Bashan, rugged mountain. Why gaze in envy, you rugged mountain, at the mountain where God chooses to reign, where the Lord himself will dwell forever? The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands of thousands. The Lord has come from Sinai into his sanctuary. When you ascended on high, you took many captives. You received gifts from people, even from the rebellious, that you, Lord God, might dwell there. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens. Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of his enemies, the hairy crowns of those who go on in their sins. The Lord says, I will bring them from Bashan. I will bring them from the depths of the sea, that your feet may wade in the blood of your foes, while the tongues of your dogs have their share. Your procession, God, has come into view, the procession of my God and King into the sanctuary. In front are the singers, after them the musicians. With them are the young women playing the timbrels. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. There is the little tribe of Benjamin leading them. There is a great throng of Judah's princes. And there are the princes of Zebulun and of Naphtali. Summon your power, God. Show us your strength, our God, as you have done before. Because of your temple at Jerusalem, kings will bring you gifts. Rebuke the beast among the reeds, the herd of bulls among the calves of the nations. Humbled, may the beast bring bars of silver. Scatter the nations who delight in war. Envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. And that's the end of Psalm 68 and the end of our reading. Well, I think as far as application for me, it's got to be praise. And praise in particular that comes across to me is praise for what God has already done in my life. He has given me so many blessings. He has made himself known to me in so many ways. He has come through and guided me, taught me, led me, and has grown me. And so today my application is to praise him, to give praises to him for all he has done for me, for my family. What about you? Father, thank you for who you are. Thank you for these psalms, Lord, and I just want to praise you. You are God Almighty, the one and only God. You are my Lord, my Savior, my King, my Father, my friend, my provider, my shelter, my refuge, my strength. God, you have done so much in my life, physically, and more importantly, of course, spiritually. You've done so much in our family. You have showed up. You have been there at all times, and I praise you for your awesome works in our lives. And thank you for all you've done and are planning to do. In Jesus' name, amen.